2.5 years after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital's streets remain strewn with concrete rubble from partially crumbled buildings. It's a constant reminder of the disaster that killed 300,000 people, and for Rochester native Sam Block, it's a constant reminder that rebuilding Haiti requires a different approach to construction.
There are multitudes of new technologies and ideas that are sitting dormant around the world.
Block arrived in Haiti shortly after the quake and never left. He's the co-founder of Haiti Communitaire, an organization which acts much like a middleman in disaster zones. They have spent years building their relationship with local communities, and now they are bringing the locals new partners and technologies from around the globe.
And a lot of them are very useful. There's just a very large gap between an idea somewhere in the world and on-the-ground impact and benefit of implementing that idea.
But Block's organization has been closing that gap. Veteran Harvey Lacey heard about the group all the way from Texas and went to them with an idea. He has developed something called Ubuntu Blocks. Made out of compressed polystyrene trays, wrapped in rice sacks and bound with wire, these blocks only weigh a couple of pounds each. Tim Overton is helping head up the organization's Ubuntu construction project in Haiti.
It's a lightweight structure. It is a very, very good building material because, I mean, you build an entire house out of this, and the only thing that you really have to worry about in an earthquake, even if the entire house fell down, would be whatever you built the roof out of.
I think this is a good idea.
That's Johnny, a paraplegic who could not get out of his house when the earthquake hit.
From what I witnessed, because, you know, I'm laying down here, from what I witnessed, my house went through when I seen the earthquake. It would be much better to come with something light. I think something light like this is the best thing for us.
The second story of Johnny's house was destroyed in the quake. But like many others, he has not bothered to rebuild. Like many others, he is scared it may happen again.
I know a lot of people, they don't want to rebuild a second story. A lot of people who have second story on their house, they're knocking them down. They're just keeping it just one small house, you know, they don't want to put no top on it.
But Block's group hopes Ubuntu technology will help eradicate this fear, and safety is not the only benefit, according to Overton. 20 local women are now trained by Haiti Communitaire in making the Ubuntu blocks, and are starting community projects of their own. Additionally, the polystyrene used to make these blocks is recycled trash, handpicked off streets and pulled out of local waterways.
The house that we built here with approximately 22,000 polystyrene plates actually are 22,000 polystyrene plates that did not end up in the ocean this year. So every house that we built this size is keeping that out of the ocean, which is something that the international community has to realize.
But there are challenges. It takes a long time to collect enough polystyrene to make just one house, and the method for mass collection is not yet in place. Block also says convincing the locals that these new houses fit in their neighbourhoods might take some work.
Cultural appropriateness and alternative and green building is one of the biggest hurdles that I've seen in any developing country. And that while the technology could be great, it could be cheaper, it could be easier to build, it could be safer. If it doesn't look like what's culturally accepted and appropriate, it's not going to get implemented.
But Block says this technology, which worked its way from Texas to Haiti, is promising and could one day have a positive impact all over the world. In Port-au-Prince, I'm Kate O'Connell, WXXI News.